Cobra Kai edited. That's what my family's been enjoying over the last couple months or so. And it's fascinating to see what parallels you can draw about parenting, about marriage, and that type of thing. Did you notice that one episode, if you've watched Cobra Kai, where Johnny Lawrence is teaching his students and he's basically telling them, you're going to get my worst to bring out your best. And Danny LaRusso is talking about yin and yang and balance and getting rid of distractions. Do you notice the contrast? It reminds me of a gentleman several years ago I met that he would train by kicking the trunks of trees. He would train for martial arts, Muay Thai, as I recall. He would kick with his shins trees so that he could basically shatter and regrow his shins so that they could be nearly invincible. I don't necessarily recommend that, but as I was talking to some really wonderful young people, it was funny because both had studied martial arts, this wonderful boyfriend and girlfriend, and the boyfriend was telling me about how he would often try to strengthen his shins by doing something similar, basically causing little micro fractures so that he could strengthen his shins. The girlfriend was telling me that she often would moisturize her legs or her arms, lotion and that type of thing. Both martial artists, both doing, each choosing different ideas to be able to take care of their body. Unity, not sameness. This is a probably great metaphor for parenting. One parent is usually a little bit tight, a little bit strict, a little bit intense maybe, and the other is a little bit more, oh, gentle and kind. And as you remember Danny LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence, Danny LaRusso's very much, oh, let's train with balance and with making sure that we're out in nature and everything's calm and peaceful. And Johnny Lawrence is like, no, that's not how life is. It's going to be intense. Well, which way's better? It's both. It's parenting with love and with logic. Parenting with gentleness and kindness, but also natural consequences. It's yoga and weights. It's love and power. It's strength and flexibility. It's bamboo and mature oak trees. It's the female and the male, the love and the consequences. It's being able to do splits and squats. Marriage, the challenge why it's so difficult oftentimes is because we think it's either or. It's whatever we're so good at. We're good at weights, so yoga's stupid. We're good at yoga, so weights are stupid. We're good at being a female, and so the males look stupid. We're good at being a male, and so the females are stupid. And you know what? They're both needed. They're both vital. Flexibility is amazing. So is strength. Having natural consequences as well as being forgiving and kind. How are you going to parent? Are you going to remember the lessons of Johnny Lawrence or Danny LaRusso? I hope you'll choose both. I hope that you'll look at, let's have things gentle and kind and peaceful. Let's have our home as a refuge. But also, let's prepare our kids for all the junk and trash that's going to come at them, because it's going to come at them. Do they feel welcomed and loved? And do they also feel prepared, ready for battle? Do they feel like they can let their guard down at home a little bit, but they're ready to have their guard put up when they get out of the house? I hope you'll choose both.